And welcome to Politically Correct. In this episode, I'll talk about how the ministers in the Narendra Modi government are sounding like Mahabharata's Yudhishthir. You know, I'm not talking about the lifelong conduct of Yudhishthir. The context in which I'm talking is what happened on the 15th day of Mahabharata war. Now, you know how Guru Dronacharya was invincible and Lord Krishna didn't know how to actually beat him. So he hatches a plan. Now, Guru Drona had one weakness, his son Ashwathama. Ashwathama was himself a great warrior. So as per Lord Krishna's plan, Bhim kills an elephant named Ashwathama. And then the rumor spreads that, well, Ashwathama has been killed. Drona is not ready to believe. He wants to hear it from Yudhishthir, Dharmaraj, the epitome of righteousness. Now, Yudhishthir, the eldest of the five Pandava brothers, he was known as Dharmaraj, and he wouldn't tell any lie. But Yudhishthir was complicit in his plans. So he goes and tells Drona, Ashwathama hato narova kunjarova. Means that Ashwathama has been killed, but I don't know whether it was a man or an animal. Now, first two words of what he said, Drona could hear. But when Yudhishthir started saying narova or kunjarova, Lord Krishna blew the conch shell, and what Yudhishthir was saying got drowned in the noise. So convinced that, you know, now that Yudhishthir has said that Ashwathama is killed, Drona gives up his arms, sits in the battlefield, and then killed. Why I'm talking about Yudhishthir in today's context? If you look at the debates in Parliament over the past 1 week, the answers, the statements given by our ministers leave much to be desired. Now it's the first Parliament session after this face-off with the Chinese started around April, May. Now everybody in India, like all of us, want to know one thing. You know, on 19th of June, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said, nobody intruded in our territory. Nobody is holding our post. He had told this, or he had said this at an all-party meeting. Since then, we have been trying to figure out what's the situation on the ground. So I heard Rajnath, Defence Minister Rajnath, saying in the Lok Sabha and the Raj Sabha very closely. I was just looking for an answer to this basic question, which many media reports have raised. Whether the Chinese are in occupation of our territory between finger 8 and finger 4 on the northern bank of Pangong Lake. Whether the Chinese have denied us access to some patrolling points in Depsang. I was hearing the defense minister very closely. Well, I could not figure out, I could not get my answer, because he was talking about nobody can stop us from patrolling in Ladakh. Now it's like saying, pretty truth. No, something that may happen to be true. He did not deny any media reports about this denial of access by the Chinese army. He did not refer to anything about finger 8, about the reports about occupation by the Chinese between finger 8 and finger 4. Instead, he said, you know, there was an attempt, quote unquote, attempt to transgress, which was foiled. So what are we going to make out of what he said? That nobody occupied our territory. There was an attempt to transgress. It had been foiled, so there's nothing really that serious there. So was he saying, or was he repeating what the Prime Minister said? Not exactly. He did not get into that territory. So finally, what answers have we got to media reports everywhere? It has been reported extensively about the Chinese sitting in our land in certain parts on the northern bank of the lake. We have no answers. That's about defense. We actually not coming to know the truth in defense. That's my starting point. Come to the second point. COVID management. We heard Health Minister Harshvardhan in both houses, and his thrust was actually, the sense you get is everything is fine, everything is being taken care of. You know, in fact, the way the lockdown works, the nationwide lockdown that the Prime Minister had announced at 8 p.m. on March 24th, that the lockdown was immensely successful. It prevented infections in 14 lakh to 29 lakh people and the death of 38 to 70,000 people. So it was such a huge success. And these numbers were based on a study commissioned by the Ministry of Statistics and Program Implementation. And this was on the basis of the mathematical modeling. But again, another government arm, Indian Council of Medical Research, the apex body for biomedical research in our country. Now that comes out with a serological survey. Now that survey report tells us that by early May, by the first week of May, there were over 64 lakh infections in the country. So either the lockdown was a huge success or it was ineffective. Either we prevented the infections in 14 to 29 lakh people, or we could not detect infections in over 64 lakh people. Again, we don't know the truth because the health minister is not telling you. Nowadays, you hear a lot of debate about, you know, the agri reforms and farmers' interest and all that. So let me take one question in that area. Now, there is this question by a BJP MP, Dushyant Singh, asking whether the government's promise of doubling the farmers' income by 2022 can be achieved with the current rate of growth. If not, what is the growth rate that you require and how do you plan to achieve it? A straight question. Government's response goes into all kinds of details. You know, now it talks about a committee which had come to the, which had actually made certain projections and, you know, done some study on how to double the farmers' income. And it concluded that, you know, by 2015-16 base price, the farmers' income and average agriculture household income in India was 8,000 rupees per month. So it has to be doubled to 16,000 rupees per month. Of course, if you go by the state-wise breakup, it's like 2.30 lakh per annum per household in Punjab and barely 45,000 per annum per household in Bihar. So in Bihar, pole-bound Bihar, the agriculture income in 2015-16 was just about 4,000 rupees per month per agriculture household. Anyway, we are not diverting. So coming to the point, what was the government's answer to a question about its promise to double the farmers' income? Can that be achieved by 2022? The agriculture minister's reply said nothing about it. It said, well, we have launched 17 or we have made 17 schemes and interventions for the benefit of farmers. And then the caveat that, you know, states are going to implement all these schemes. No response whether you can achieve that target or not. It's strange because look at all these answers, very evasive answers. Nobody is saying that the government must achieve it. You know the COVID situation, you know the state of the economy. Now, doubling farmers' income by 2022 is going to be a Herculean task. So even if you say that, well, these are the issues in COVID times, this is the state of the economy, we may overshoot the target. Everybody will believe you. And we have seen in one survey after another, people trust Prime Minister Narendra Modi in every sphere, be it national security or the pandemic or every aspect of governance. Yet the ministers have to be evasive. Now there was a debate in the Lok Sabha while they were discussing this taxation bill. Some opposition MPs wanted or raised the issue of transparency or lack of transparency in PM CARES fund. Now the government is not ready to tell us, or even there were many RTI applications government had rejected. The people have been curious as well, who are the donors to that fund? Because thousands of crores have been collected. Who are the people who are donating? I don't know if the government tells you what is wrong with that. If people come to know who are the donors, there is nothing wrong. But then you hear Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman or her deputy Anurag Thakur. The response is, you better have transparency at your home first, that is in the Congress. 23 of you wrote a letter to Sonia Gandhi about different things, about the intra-party matters. You better set your own house in order first, have transparency there first. Then Anurag Thakur goes on to say, you know, in PM Prime Minister National Relief Fund, which was set up by Jawaharlal Nehru in 1948, you know, the people donated there, but money was used for the trust held by the Gandhi family. Now you are asking something about the apples, you are getting answers about oranges. why are they so evasive? Is it hubris that who are you to ask? Or we don't care what I tell you, you just hear and be satisfied? Do the citizens have the right to know the full truth? Only the government can answer. But it's getting worse now. The next step is what, you know, the American philosopher Harry Frankfurt calls a bullshit theory. He wrote a book on bullshit in 2005. So what he says is, you know, bullshit is different from a lie. When you lie, there is some concern about the truth because you want to repudiate the truth, you want to take people away from the truth, so you lie. But when you bullshit, it's in total disregard of any truth. You don't care what is true, what is not true, you just say what you have to say. Now that's a dangerous way to go. You know, let me take another question from the parliament only. There's a question by this Trinamool Congress MP asking whether our relations with neighbors like Nepal, Bangladesh, China, have they deteriorated in the recent past? The External Affairs Ministry's response was an emphatic no. Now, if you heard Rajnath Singh talking about the whole gamut of Indo-China relations and how China is trying to be expansionist and what all China is trying to do, and then you look at the External Affairs Ministry's emphatic no, you don't know where the truth lies. It's a very dangerous path the government is adopting. As I said, is it hubris? Or is it that we are not accountable to you? We will not tell you the truth. Well, be as it may, but I'll wind up this show just reminding, again, going back to the mythology. You know, Yudhishthir, who never said a lie in his life. Now, when he, along with his brothers, after, you know, at some point of time, having ruled for so long, when the Pandavas decide to actually finally give up and walk up to heaven, you know, so all the Pandavas perish on the way, only Yudhishthir survives. He goes straight to the heaven, all living. You know what he loses? He loses a finger for telling that half-truth to Guru Drona. That was for one half-truth. And our modern-day Yudhishthirs are telling us half-truths day after day. Now they need to introspect how they are going to end up. It's a parliamentary democracy, and they must realize citizens have a right to know. Thank you.